UNICEF says more than 3,700 children across West Africa have lost one or both parents to Ebola. Doctors Without Borders, Axel Vandenick, says the growing number of Ebola orphans is a crisis of its own.
There are many orphans. This is again, when we talk about crisis in the crisis, this is again one of the consequences at social level, that there are more and more orphans.
Child care services in Sierra Leone are almost non-existent. Ministry of Health Social Services Officer Doris Mansari is in charge of running Highlands' first Ebola orphanage.
When we realize that there are some children who have been cured from the treatment center that MSF is running, and they have been discharged, but then their parents are also hospitalized, and then it's difficult for us to get like family members. So this interim care center was established basically to ensure that we get the children from the treatment center, those who get cured from the Ebola virus, and also those who are accompanied by their parents, but then they are negative. We bring them to the interim care center for at least 3-4 days, and then they are reunified with their family members in their respective locations.
These three siblings were living alone after both parents died of Ebola. Their village rejected them.
We have children who are unaccompanied. They are just living alone in their family. About 50 of such children who are living alone.
Vandenick says it can be hard to find surviving family.
Of course, Ebola is wiping out entire families. Because the contamination inside the family is the highest. A mother kissing her child, a father taking his daughter in his arms, taking care of the grandparents. And when there is one suspected case in one family, soon after you have basically all members of the family.
The fate of many of these children is unclear. Some of their parents are still sick, kept in isolation at Sierra Leone's Ebola case management centres. Doris Mansari says she hopes a new centre will help the growing number of orphans, but she worries about their future.
We're having more orphans, more separated children, more unaccompanied children, and these children will become vulnerable in the future. Some might not be able to cope with the caregivers maybe who will place them in. And what will happen, it will lead to other child protection issues, like they becoming street children.
Doris hopes there will be many more child care centres set up across the country. Adam Bales for VOA News, Kailan, Sierra Leone.